T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, tell us more.
Well, it's interesting. You know, California is now up there as what? The fifth largest economy in the world. And you often hear the governor in Sacramento tout that figure, saying that we're in a boom and that we're leading the way to a new prosperity. But the flip side of that, you don't hear a lot about of Sacramento, is that we're also leading the nation in terms of poverty. Our poverty rate is very high. We're talking about people, a family of four, making less, $24,000 a year or less. Now, there are states that possibly have more people or in that percentage of income, but what makes California particularly tough is the cost of living. In other words, $24,000 in Alabama is nothing compared to $24,000 in California. You can get a bigger house. You can get a house possibly in Alabama. Here, we're just on the border of just being homeless. And that is what the figure's showing.
Let's talk about the politics of all of this. Some Republicans are already looking at these figures, this sort of a story, and saying, look, this was your watch, Democrats, and look what you did.
You know, that's interesting. That is exactly what Republican gubernatorial candidate John Cox is saying on an ad that I think I might have even heard it on KCBS.
Yep.
He is going after that. And it's interesting, you know, the rest of the country, you know, the Democrats are, you know, they're tight about social welfare networks and safety nets and trying to keep people and lifting people up and the working families and earning them more. But they, Republicans, are trying to make it an issue, and they have for the last couple of elections. Now, the California safety net has helped a lot of people stay in their homes. Our insurance programs, our food stamp programs, in addition to the federal food stamp programs, all help. But the thing is, like I said, the cost of living is so much higher here. Now, speaking of politics as well, the county with the highest rate is Los Angeles, which is at the heart of the boom times and where some of the wealthiest people in the state live. San Diego comes in number two. After that, it's spread around. Santa Cruz has a very high rate. It goes through the Central Valley, where you have a lot of farm workers. Latinos tend to be in the poverty group disproportionately high. They make up 39% of the state population, 53%. And I think of the poverty of the people, because I think this includes children, is the reason why the numbers are higher. So we're talking about men, women, and children here. And it's a disturbing number.
You know, and looking at the numbers, I was surprised to find out that California, we were had the highest poverty rate in the nation last year as well, and that while we still have that ranking, the poverty rate actually made a very small decrease, though.
Yes, it did. It made a small decrease, but we're still holding on to that same position. And, Patty, when the people at the Public Policy Institute of California, which is nonpartisan, took those numbers and then said, okay, let's compare them to those other states, that's when it just becomes even more disturbing because, as I said, California is so much more expensive to live that poverty level here is really below what the average is. But like we said, it's also interesting to note that we haven't heard too much of this out of Governor Jerry Brown for years, and I think the reason is because he didn't have an answer for it, and he was just hoping that the boom would lift it all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.